Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Come on, little camel! This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Syria. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, and there's more to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. It was night. Elsie could hear the hissing of sand snakes. She could hear the tapping of scorpion legs skittering across the dunes. And in the distance, she could hear the laughter of hyenas. She began to cry. She was in big trouble now, bigger than any trouble she'd ever been in. And she was carrying the presents for a king. Everyone was going to be furious with her, and she was probably going to die. As a tear slipped down her cheek, she thought of Mummy Camel's face, stern, angry, disappointed. She thought of Daddy Camel's face, strict, fuming, rejecting. She thought of Grandma Camel's face, soft, sympathetic, and sweet, as she said,
"Chin up, little camel."
Elsie shook her head.
"Chin up? What's the point of holding my chin up? What's so good about looking at the..."
And as she looked up, she gasped, though not from terror this time, from wonder.
Wow!
There in the sky was the biggest, brightest, most beautiful star she had ever seen. Elsie came out from her little cave. The star was so bright, it was making sparkles in the sand. She couldn't see her family's hoof prints anymore. The sandstorm had blown them all away. But the light of the star helped her see far into the distance. And in that direction, under the star, Elsie could see a town. Elsie gasped again, this time with understanding. The Magi were right. Stars could help you understand the world. This one was obviously showing her a place she could go and ask for help. So Elsie began trotting in that direction. She could still hear snakes and scorpions and hyenas, but they sounded even further away now, like the star was helping her stay safe. Yes, it was hot and dry and dusty, and soon Elsie was sweating and panting and coughing a little. But if she saw a cactus, it didn't interest her right now. Nothing was as wondrous as that star. At last, Elsie arrived at the town. The sign on the gates said that the town was called... Sorry, I always forget. It was something beginning with B. That's it. Bethlehem. When Elsie stepped into the streets of Bethlehem, she soon realized that she didn't need to ask anyone for help. The walls around the town had kept out the sandstorm, so she could now see her family's hoof prints. She knew it was them, because they were right next to the hoof prints of 4 horses and 4 elephants. They had arrived in Bethlehem too!
Yay!
Excited, Elsie almost galloped through the town. The presents didn't feel so heavy now. Eventually, the hoofprints took her to a house with a sign saying, "Inn," and And, amazingly, that beautiful star seemed to be shining in the sky directly above it. Well, almost directly. It actually looked like it was directly above the garden. So Elsie went around the side of the inn to find the garden. And when she arrived, she gasped with wonder again. There, in the stable, was a sight even more beautiful than the star. All of Elsie's family were standing around the 12 wise men, who were standing around a father and a mother, who were standing around a crib, with the cutest baby boy inside. Elsie beamed with joy, until she saw the looks on the faces of the wise men and the animals. The wise men looked stern, angry, disappointed. The animals looked strict, fuming, unforgiving. But the mother was smiling. At first, Elsie thought the mother was probably smiling at her baby boy. But then Elsie realized, no, the mother was smiling at her. Elsie. Little camel, said the mother with such a soft and sweet voice. You got here carrying all those gifts through the desert by yourself. You dear thing. Please come over here and join us. Elsie went over, and the wise men began unloading their presents for the baby. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and... Sorry, I told you I always forget the last one. After the mother and father thanked the wise men for their generous gifts, the mother then said something that Elsie had never heard before.
Thank you, little camel.
Hearing those words gave Elsie an incredible feeling inside, a mixture of excitement, joy, and a kind of warmth. Then the mother said,
Little camel, may I ask you to do an even bigger job for me? You see, my baby boy here is very special, and people will want to celebrate his birthday for many years. He is happy to have these presents of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but I think he wants to share that happiness with every other child in the world. So, every time his birthday comes around, please could you take presents to all the other children around here in the same way you brought them to us today? Because you found your way through the desert, I know you can do it.
Elsie was delighted to be asked. She was honored. And because the mother believed she could do it, she nodded her head. That's why, ever since then, Santa hasn't needed to worry about taking presents to the Middle East. Elsie the little camel has done instead. It's been so long that the rest of the world has forgotten 9 of the wise men, and they've even forgotten the elephants and horses. But people in the Middle East remember most of them, and they definitely remember Elsie. Who knows? Maybe if you send your Christmas letter to Elsie, she'll visit you this Christmas Eve too. That was the tale of Come On, Little Camel. Next week, we'll be telling another Christmas tale, this time from Mexico, where the fate of an entire village hangs in the balance. Literally. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, read with pictures from incredible artists, and even watch me tell them to you. There are 2 new stories every month, plus the stories never disappear. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.